It is the review. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers to go through Liverpool 2, Chelsea 1. Another action packed, interesting game to get into. Approaches and selections. Sean, selections impacted both ways, really. Liverpool decided to go against McAllister with the sickness and the travel and what's in his legs. I don't know whether it was the same for Chelsea, but maybe probably was with Enzo Fernandez. There's a couple of other interesting selections in there. We want to know what they would do without Cucurella, for example, or Fofana. Reece James comes back in, which I don't think was massively predicted. Liverpool go with Jota over Nunez, but obviously that changes. But I think it's more around the approach where we are interested. And you did pick up something really early on in terms of how both sides were setting up, both zonally and in a man-to-man sense.
Yeah, from Liverpool's perspective, well, actually, from a wider perspective, it's worth just remembering international break, first game back. I do think, despite what we're going to go on and talk about, it's a little bit dangerous to look too deep into performance levels, particularly with the ball, because I do think for everyone it is just a get in, get out, get the result, don't have any injuries. It's noticeable to me. Manchester City really struggle. Arsenal really struggle. Newcastle, the home team, the ones that you'd think would have more pressure on them to be good on the ball, and then they have the scoreboard pressure early doors of being 1-0 down. It's worth saying, looking at the data as well, it's not like Brighton are dominating in Newcastle's penalty area thereafter and having shot after shot. You look through the league, and a lot of the teams that would have had a lot of internationals away, I think we had 18, Chelsea have 11, or something to that effect. I think you've got to be careful in terms of the with the ball stuff, maybe overanalyzing and being overcritical in that regard.